Hello.
Hi, is this Barbara?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Barbara. It's Sarah with Family First Home Care. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Good. I just received a message from the VA and they said that you are interested in coming back over for services.
But the only service that I am interested in, I don't know if your agency handles it, is assistance for day for bathing.
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, the portion of having somebody come and me leave and do things, I'm just not comfortable with on a whole lot of levels, and Dave is weaker than he was before, so I'm not comfortable even leaving him. If he had to go to the bathroom, you really have to know what point he's at now to
Okay, so
be able to handle it.
why don't I send over a couple of gentlemen for you to speak with?
Okay.
Are you going to be available this weekend at all?
Well, it's my if he's up to go and it's my granddaughter's birthday, that should be on Sunday and Saturday. If he's up to it, we're going to go to her soccer game, and I don't know that it'll be up for either one.
All right, no, that's fine. I will call you back on Monday. I'm gonna reach out because I know last time we had two men that were interested. I'm gonna make sure that it still can fit in their schedules. And now we could start off where, they'll come in. He has 11 hours, I think. Is it 11? Yes, 11 hours. So even if you don't want to use all 11 at first and just to get to know them first until you're comfortable with them, and then you might get to the point where you do feel comfortable going out for an hour if you need to go shopping or something while they're there, but we'll revisit it. We'll start off slow, and the more you guys get comfortable, the more we can add, okay?
Okay, so and these guys are they're trained to do
Yes.
the showering part or the
Yes.
bathing part, however, because he's not strong enough to go to the shower.
Okay.
I can help him there if he gets into a jam. I can help him. But once again, not knowing how Dave, the shape he's in, I think this would be the sponge bath where he's sitting. Is
Okay.
that what
We
these
can
guys
do
do? Or
whatever. Yeah. However is whatever is best for the patient. Do you have a chair for the shower if he
We
wants to
do.
take? Okay.
Yeah.
And now does he have a is he wheelchair bound or?
He can when if we go anywhere, he gets in the wheelchair and I wheel him down the hallway, and that's the only. And then he gets in and out of the car with me close by.
Okay.
Into the shower, he uses the walker, but I'm behind him, holding the back of his pants,
Okay.
the waist, in case he should go down.
Yeah.
So he has tried on many occasions. And he can't do it, and he may get as far as the entry to the bathroom. We turn around and go back, and he'll say, "I can't do it."
Okay.
So, and I really thought that the home health aides could not, if he falls, they can't pick him up. Is that true?
Well, they can pick him up. It's just a matter of if they are able to pick him up. Like, sometimes, like, I can tell you with my experience, my father-in-law, if he fell, like, he would not allow us to even figure out how to get him up, even if I was trying in an improved way. Like, he wouldn't like cooperate in order for me to get him up, even though I knew how to lift him up, like with nursing experience, but he just wouldn't move accordingly. So sometimes we may need to call an EMT to assist, but for the most, they can pick them up if they fall. Yeah.
Okay. Because that would, if Dave would want to be in, and if your agency allows him to get showered, the last shower he had was day before yesterday, but it was shaky. It was very shaky, and he'll go under even when he's in the shower, and It all has the thing that has given him the most trouble is the orthostatic hypotension right now.
Oh, and then he passes
pressure.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he has MSA, and I know he's losing strength because of the MSA,
mm-hmm.
but it's the orthostatic hypotension. I think that is the real culprit. That makes him pass out, and it won't last for long. But see, again, I would just be afraid somebody wouldn't recognize
mm-hmm.
that this is what's happening. And if
right.
I say, "Dave, you okay? I'm okay. I'm okay," but he's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just not. About 3 years ago, he broke his ankle because he passed out, and he had the home health aide come, but he wasn't to the point he is right now. So I just want to let you know that so that whoever comes, if they're new to this,
okay.
Dave is a little bit more of a you know,
need
more
experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got it. I think I actually have the perfect person for you.
Okay.
I really like this other caregiver. His name is Charles, and he works with another one of my veterans. And they seem to really get along well. I think it would work. I'm going to call him and see if he's able to fit you into his schedule. If he is, what time would you like somebody there to assist?
Mornings are rough, so he does better later, like afternoon.
Okay.
He sleeps. He'll get up for breakfast, eat breakfast, and then he falls back to sleep, and he sleeps usually until supper time.
Okay.
But, you know, we can work around.
All right. So I'm going to see his schedule, and I will give you a call back on Monday and set up an interview and make sure that the schedule works and everything, okay?
Terrific. And Monday we do have – he was set to go – did I tell you that he was admitted to the hospital last weekend? I don't think I did.
No, you didn't.
He was admitted overnight. He had mm-hmm. teeth pulled on the 19th. Saturday, in the wee hours going into Sunday morning, he woke up and he was bleeding. So mm-hmm. I talked to the oral surgeon after listening to what he said to do for over 2 hours, but Dave was bleeding now for three. I called security here at Philadelphia Protestant Home, and they called Burr Home. They took him. And when EMT came, he had stopped enough, but they wanted to take him. They had to follow through on the call. Got him there, and it started bleeding again. So he was admitted because of that bleeding. And we were supposed to go this past Monday. They found that he has bone fragments left from the extractions. And they were going to take care of it this past Monday, but he got out of bed so I could get him in the shower. He took two steps and said, "I can't do it." And I just got him back to bed. So that appointment is this coming Monday at 9:30.
Okay.
So if I don't answer, it's because we
yep.
are out.
No worries. And you can always just give me a call when you get back. And I will reach out to you on Monday, okay?
Terrific. Okay.
All right,
and
Barbara.
I'm just looking at my calendar to see if we have anything else during the week. Nope. The following week we have doctor's appointments, but only Monday.
But this week is pretty empty.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
so,
right. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Barbara. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.